Now, sir, I have got my instructions, which came over here to you from Pendleman's group then. And I think they're good instructions. The there's a lot of unity between Pentagon, State Department, and NSC, and they all have to put together. I also, I went to talk with Billy Graham. He was just there.
Good for you.
That's just to be reconsidered. And I know it would be very strongly Bill's view. we keep our contract, when we sign a contract, it's 2 years later or whatever. I've got two questions now. First, they have made the ridiculous assertion that they want to get rid of all foreign aid rights for the year since 1979. Well, I myself can say, I'll go in and say, okay, fine. What do you say we work out phasing down our aid operation so that it doesn't come to some flourish? You know, let them in the aftermath come to us and say, well, as a matter of fact, we can't, but they can't. I mean, they're heading for starvation. If they raise don't come this month, they spent a sixth of their foreign exchange in Chicago in December, buying wheat at twice the price of the Russian guy, and unfair words to us. They may have to spend another third of their foreign exchange before June, and suddenly they're broke. And frankly, that broke. And there's only one place in the world to make wheat next year. And we haven't got a surplus wheat that we can get rid of because we have no place to put in the market. Any week we give them each dollar, we could sell to him, it's all shown to sell to Russia or something. But Earl Fox is being very decent about this. He says, look, we will, at least he wants some early returns from us. And if it looks like they're going to need a lot of wheat next year, they can work out a gentleman's agreement for Russians not to take so much that there's nothing left, the price structure goes to hell here, and there's nothing left for Indians, so you have to pay really much more. If we have to come to help with them, well, then I have a decision to have to make that. It would be at least half a year long if we didn't think about it. But there's no more surplus wheat. It's dollar for dollar. The other thing is in these instructions, which generally follow the statement of your message last year and so on, we have $1 billion worth of rupees over there from this lot of the And you sent, I guess Bill Rogers sent, Raymond Saulnier out there in 69 and said, what about this? And he came back and made a very sensible review. He said, look, it's $1 billion at maturation in the year 2010, it's $5 billion. At the rate it's going by the year 2040, we own India. Who wants to own India?
God, oh, please. It's on TVA.
It's something in between us and them. We own a third of that currency, in fact. And we have people are always scurrying out there, thinking up plans to build a dam here, or save the tiger, or do some birth control for anything. I think the Sonia is right that what we should do is to work out an agreement that over the next 5-15 years, somewhere in between, they will continue to pay the full expenses of American activities, which they now do. Our embassy, about $50 million a year. And at the end of this agreed on period, cancel the whole thing. Create a small foundation that will do certain things in memory of American aid, but not make it run by the Americans, unless you can deal with it. Just like the Germans have set up this Marshall Fund Foundation here, still the Americans run it. But then get out of the way and say, hell, we're never going to get the rupees. They hold and right now they completely toss them out. I think the idea of getting rid of this, which are more than just the only does that make essential sense to you?
You know, I it has never come up to me. I don't know. It seems that we why do we get it when we try to get a decision on it? I mean, why don't you?
I'll tell this, Joe. It's in these papers.
Get it, Mr. Barak.
Henry has got it. Henry passed on it, and I'll tell
you. He thinks we should do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have any effect.
Well, that would be my feeling, unless there's somebody. Because basically, it's like the forgiveness of the World War I debts. Who the hell was we ever going to get it? We should have done it earlier. As it was a hell of a problem. It may have contributed to what happened. Yeah, for all the right.
Yeah.
So,
and
this one, I think it does make sense, John. I think it does.
If we clear the line, we say,
you don't find a substantial objection. Let me ask you this, the important thing. Talking to Bill this morning, he I think it's a great assignment for, great experience, great experience.
You were going, there was some discussion of you sending a letter. We had a letter drafted up.
Oh.
Shall I have?
Letter.
Yeah. Doug, you're fine with that story, look out for it. Can I ask General Snowcroft what happened on the decision about David?
Well, I think probably it was all set except for her speech.
Yeah.
Now it'll have to be redrafted, but one, you should get one. You tell Snowcroft that I want. And I want a personal letter to go from you to her, that it should be not cold, but they can point out, I want them to point out, you can put in some of the stuff of our long, close personal relationship, that it's interesting to note from a political standpoint, you're a Democrat. That therefore, this is an indication of our bipartisan approach to the problems in our relationship. We hope to, that your coming here will give a good discussion.
Sometime next year, like the